Chapter 14.
Carrick fired 9 times. Halfway through the sequence, the first shell exploded in the distance. When he'd fired his final shell and waited for it to detonate a few seconds later, he turned to Han.
One for each of them.
He raised his weapon and sighted in through the infrared optics. He swung the weapon in a slow, broad arc.
They're all moving. Well, 7 anyway. So are the Skywalkers. I better hold off firing anymore until things go stationary again.
That was Leia. She caught Carrick's attention and pointed up. Over their heads, in 5 separate groups, the spark flies were clustering. Carrick looked up.
Not good.
Not good for us.
Han gave the mercenary an injured look.
You're in armor.
The armor has gaps. Gaps that are big doors for bugs.
Leia, Lake?
She nodded and bolted toward the water's edge. Han followed. He pointed the flamethrower nozzle straight up and held the trigger down. He needn't have bothered. All 5 groups of sparkflies descended on Carrick. Han skidded to a stop and swiveled, sweeping the sky over Carrick with his gout of flame. His aim was good. Perhaps 2/5 of the insects went away. The rest swarmed Carrick, clustering upon him, adhering to him. The big man was suddenly alive with lights as every one of the insects, it seemed, tried to burn its way through his armor. Han heard the man yell in pain as sparkflies got through gaps in the joints. Carrick wasn't standing still, either. He'd bolted after Han and Leia toward the lake edge. Even now, with hundreds of thousands of the things on him, weighing him down and hindering him, he moved at a walking pace, but his speed was slowing. Han, get ready! Leia threw her sleeves back and gestured toward Carrick. Han let off the trigger and swung the nozzle around toward the lake. He'd guessed right. Leia spun, exerting herself through the force, and Carrick was suddenly airborne on a ballistic trajectory toward the water. The instant he hit, Han cut loose with the flamethrower. His gout of fire swept along the flight path of Carrick's tormentors, not just catching the ones that had stayed with the big man all the way to the water, but also incinerating those that lagged behind. In an instant, the greatest population of attacking sparkflies was gone. A moment later, Carrick stood up in the water. He looked around, his movements stiff, and popped the helmet from his head. There were at least 12 burn marks around his neck, and he looked miserable.
Medic!